Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, November 27th, 2022, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, my friend Clint.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm hanging in pretty well. As always, you know, life's full of ups and downs, but most of the time they're up.
We just had Thanksgiving. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. Just went to see my sister and had a little family get together. I'm not a big socializer, but that one worked out. Always works out well.
Do you have a favorite Thanksgiving dish that you splurge on this time of year? Or do you sprinkle olive oil on your turkey?
Don't start the show making fun of Edward Jones.
I'm sorry. My fault. Do you have a favorite dish during Thanksgiving?
I actually, it's funny, as many years as I've tried to fine-tune my diet, not just with self-discipline, but just with intuition, I really don't crave those foods anymore.
What?
I like eating the same things most all the time. I just do.
Oh, my goodness. And I don't know what I would do if I couldn't sit around and get the corn fritters my mom and dad make, and the ham and the turkey and the green beans and the dressing and the strawberry cookies and the banana pudding.
Just because you got a B on your report card from the Memorial Lung Bus.
It was a B. My calcium score, so for everybody, you know, we did you had the lung bus there last week, and right. I went and got my checkup. My calcium score was fairly low. It was 37 mm-hmm. or something. It's fairly low. And he said everything looked pretty good. I had a little, you know, some issue, nothing major. But he said I was doing okay. I was pretty pumped.
Well, it's good they didn't check IQ levels on that, because it might have been a problem.
Wow. Somebody's trying, doesn't have anything to talk about today, so he's just going to make fun of his co-host.
Hey, I want to get a plug for Memorial, that lung bus, and I'm not a big fan of a lot of diagnostic testing, especially if there's some risk against benefit. In fact, you know, I'm not going to talk about it now, but the colonoscopy issue came up about a month ago. And now, of course, as all issues, many times these tests have been driven by agendas mm-hmm. that are really not backed with enough credible evidence to justify doing it, cost and or risk. And colonoscopy is under the gun now. And I've always said that, because I think that there's a big benefit to it, but there's also some risk that people don't understand. And on today's show, I do want to make sure that I'm going to make some notes here that I'm going to cover. I want to talk about an emergency toolkit for stroke, and that you can do yourself, because okay. it's very important. With strokes, you have to act quickly, and you're not going to be at the hospital in the next 3 minutes. I want to talk about flu and this thing called sepsis, because flu in itself is very, very uncomfortable for all people. In fact, sometimes more than COVID was. But sepsis is what kills people with the flu, not flu. And I'll talk about some options on that.
Okay.
And so that's two of the things. Now, I like, you know, I always am looking into this stupid little website that you can sign up for called iwaspoisoned.com.
You brought that up a couple times.
Yeah, well, they posted this yesterday, and I'm not going to throw any restaurant under the bus, because I can tell you right now, I think we all do this. If you eat something and you get feeling bad 2 hours later, you're going to blame the food.
Yeah. Well,
what if it was the stomach bug? What if it was your lunch? What if it? So you can't indict a restaurant unless they had multiple occurrences. But the Haiku Hibachi on Ringo Road, person really, really got sick 2 to 3 hours after eating there. Mm-hmm. May not have anything to do with it, but it might. I'm going to make a note of it. Just like, I don't know. My mind kind of plays tricks with me, and I probably won't go there. Sorry.
Really? You do. But for somebody that is so disciplined, you do, your mind, like that, I don't think you're going to go to the lung bus. You don't do the lung bus.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right.
I wish I
could get the dagger look. I wish we had video. He looks across at me like, you know what? You're still a guest host, buddy. You're auditioning for this role.
So I am going to not look too deep. I'm doing everything I can already.
Right.
One, I can't do anything else. I mean, I challenged with hips. My bursitis and things like that. I've got a new plan going to Summit Physical Therapy that they have a huge toolbox. And Brian over there on East Brenner Road, I'm very impressed with him. And he's got some ideas for me. And it really is now coming down to, and I'm just, not that it's all about me.
Right.
But I got three MRIs 2 weeks ago within the last 2 weeks. And I really believe, because I'm hobbling around and I have pain when I walk, that I thought I would have stenosis, or I thought I would have, you know, 65 years of living. I don't care what you do, you're going to have some wear and tear. I thought I might have a small ruptured disc from all the heavy lifting I've done in the gym. Guess what? I got an A+ on my x-rays and my MRIs from the pelvic, the cervical, and the lumbar. Mm-hmm. It's not much fun being in that closed machine for probably about 55, about an hour and 5 minutes the first time, and about 45 the second. But it's the doc said, I'm dumbfounded with your kind of discomfort level. I just knew we'd find something. So now we're looking into maybe fibromyalgia, maybe something else. I don't know. But here's it's kind of funny, and it's also kind of pressure for me. I do these Instagram videos where I go to Walmart, and I think they're very valuable.
They
People
are.
Really respond, because I'm talking about some unhealthy options. But this week I actually put in there, okay, if you're at Walmart, these are some healthy options in the grocery department. But what happened was, I was having a really tough day that day, Clint. Some days I do, some days I don't. And it does help if I'm hobbling to use a cane.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what I left in the, leaning against the shelf when we did the video?
Yeah.
Many people made a comment, what's wrong with Ed Jones? Listen, I am not perfect. Just because I eat 92% perfect, take 100% perfect supplements, exercise every day, and have very strong self-discipline, we still have emotions. And I think emotions play a big role in some of these chronic disorders. And you can discount that all you want. I don't care. I know for a fact that I have some emotional trauma that's locked itself into this pain cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean you don't pursue things like Summit and other things, but I really need to value the search and seeking of the emotional component.
Well, I will say, just to your credit, one of the reasons that I think maybe the lung bus, and you've told me that, what can you do any extra at this point? What I would say, though, is for people out there who are not as disciplined as you, who may not have the health resume that you have, the 50 pounds over, never been tested before, former smoker, risk runs in the family. For those people, that's the reason I went and got tested, and I'm not in the worst shape for a guy that's 55 years old. And so, I think it serves a big purpose. I was super glad that I did it, and I thank you to your credit for having the bus out there. I was giving you a little grief, but it is a fabulous service, and I think everybody should go to get it done.
And I do, too. This is one of the few tests I think 99% of all people should, unless you're a massive hypochondriac. Bingo, I'm a little bit that. But I had Scott, Scott, the manager of Nutrition World. He came in to me when the bus was down there, and said, oh my gosh, they have an opening. Do you think I should do it? I'm scared to death. I don't really want to do it. I said, Scott, you've got two young children. You have a wife. You have a future. You have a life ahead of raising kids. You can fix things many times if we know what's wrong because you have time to fix it. And I say, please go.
Yeah.
Well, his came out perfect. He was on cloud 14 for the next week after that, of course.
Yeah.
And, I don't think it's with him. Some people, it actually is negative, because then they start eating worse because they feel like they have such a clean scorecard.
Well, yeah.
So we have to.
And then some people, it saves their lives.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the biggest reason, the one or two people that go in there and go, immediate, we need some immediate solutions or a plan in place now to get ahead of the curve.
So. Yep. I did the Instagram on Nutrition World's Instagram when I went to Walmart on nuts, on the selection of pecans and almonds and peanuts. And I said that very clearly, these are not organic, but we can't always have perfect. And we shop at big stores. I said, they actually are pretty darn good. They have a great price, of course, good packaging. They look fresh. They don't have added ingredients. They actually have raw nuts, which when you roast them, it takes away about 90% of the benefit.
Oh,
when they're
man.
Not roasted, then they're extremely beneficial. For some reason, nuts don't like me too much, but they are still my friend, as long as I don't eat too many. But I'm a huge fan of being reasonable in this world. And, Nutrition World is the only store that has a full selection of organic nuts. But that's not a game changer. You can still be healthy eating regular foods if you make wise choices.
I love almonds. the ones that are lightly roasted in the sea salt. But now that you said that about the being roasted, I may have to go just to the raw organic, because I love almonds and also love pistachios. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, if you could fry cardboard in a skillet, you would like it. So anything fried, yeah. Clint, you're going to like.
If you dip some, put some icing on it, it is. We call that dessert where I live. So yeah, absolutely.
So I'm helping people hopefully to make some changes in a positive way, no matter where you are going to shop at.
Yeah, I like those videos.
Now we are going to talk a little bit later about Tamiflu. I think I talked about it last time, but I don't want to get into it right now. But I really, really railed against that about a week or two ago. But what's going on in town right now is, again, RSV, the respiratory issue, which is certainly sometimes far worse than COVID. Secondly is the stomach bug. It's still kind of out there. Thirdly is COVID. It's certainly going around.
Yeah.
Most people have, 2 to 7 days of not the best, but then they get antibodies and they move on from there, and I'm glad we're at least not back into the terror, fear place that we were before, and I'm glad of that, and I know everybody else is. Going back to, it's amazing, I mentioned this before, occasionally, which there's nothing wrong with eating at Bud's, because Bud's has a good list of summer vegetables and good vegetables even in the winter, and you can get a protein, and that's what I do. It's what I did actually today. Well, I pull up there about 10 to 11. They don't open to 11. Where comes the car pulling up next to me? I just don't even have words or mental ways to process this. How do two people who are sitting together in a car going into Bud's, they're sitting with masks on, one. I'm sure neither one are sick. And then one pulls the mask down and lights a cigarette and puts it in their mouth and starts smoking it and then putting the mask back up between puffs. How illogical, what a non-learner that is, a non-learner. That's kind words for not
that
saying
that is kind.
Things.
You did good. You were good with your words right there, sir.
A non-learner.
Well done. Yeah.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a whole lot of good notes and points that I want to get across to help people take control of their health. This is really a show about education, and we did have someone who actually sent a message in that said they just stumbled upon our show and was in awe. A-W-E. I like that.
Yeah.
The word awe. That's a good one. That plus more to come as we continue for the PhD of Eastridge. Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast with Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner Clint Powell and have a very interesting guest, Ari Odney. Welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having
me. You are from Red Crane Wellness, and you moved here from California not that far back, and you have a clinic. And I love the time we talked in this Nutrition World. I really enjoyed your story and how your philosophy is about health, and because it certainly mimics mine. And I like people who agree with me.
So. We all do.
So tell people exactly what you do. You're an acupuncturist.
Yes, I have my doctorate in Chinese medicine and herbology. We embody the full scope of Chinese medicine, so we do everything in the clinic from acupuncture, tuina, gua sha, and custom herbal formulas, and that's where my love really is. Mm-hmm. I have a full custom herbal pharmacy, and I'll make herbal formulas for an individual just based on their pattern differentiations.
And, you know, herbal medicine is so intriguing to me. Now, you know, we talk about nutritional interventions and, you know, vitamins and minerals, and a lot of things fall into different categories. But herbal medicine is the medicine of the history of mankind. Mm-hmm. And it is where many drugs are produced from. Of course, once they produce it from an herb, it doesn't bear much resemblance to the original compound. And that's one reason there's more side effects, because when nature put these molecules together, I think it graced us with a lot more safety, there's no doubt. But there are a lot of uncertainties with herbal medicine in regard to people's ideas and myths about it, about safety, purity, and other things. And I know that you're very skilled in this, and especially being working in Chinese acupuncture like that, you have to be, because I am a little bit concerned about some of the Chinese herbs that come in, especially under the heading of kind of their whole philosophy, because sometimes they're laden with other things. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, like I talked to Clint earlier today, was talking about, I was at a medical conference 2 weeks ago with peripheral artery disease with 350 healthcare practitioners. And the first thing I said, one of which was, this industry is regulated. We are checking things. It can't be regulated like drugs, but it has to be. The government is looking at things. But as far as how you make sure that your herbs for people's and your clients are safe, what do you do?
That's a great question, and you should be concerned about the safety of herbs. A lot of herbs are adulterated, and they are laced with pesticides and heavy metals. So what I do is I go to my trusted vendors. Mm-hmm. They source the raw materials, and they're all tested in U.S. labs. Mm-hmm. And they are tested for literally everything that you could possibly test for. So heavy metals, pesticides, fungicides, aflatoxins, and even they go down to making sure that they're identifying the right species. So they do that on a cellular level and to make sure that the herbs, because a lot of them look the same. Mm-hmm. And so you could have two different roots that look identical. So they're not just doing a visual inspection, they're doing chromatography to identify the right species. And so they are then prepared as they should be prepared to reduce any kind of toxic. Some mm-hmm. herbs are toxic. And so you have to have them prepared in a certain way. So all the herbs that I receive in the end are specifically prepared to reduce the toxicity and to make them safe. And then from there, we have it in granule form. And mm-hmm. so there's no question about the safety at that point.
And you know, people who are in this industry, as you and I are, and I know outsiders can't see this, but I truly believe that if we vet the right companies and we connect with the people who have the ethics that we respect, you actually are getting a product that's probably purer than anything in the world, because they go over the normal. They don't just mm-hmm. get to the standard. They go to the excellent level to ensure purity, and actually far more than drugs do. Drugs have single molecules. That's one reason that you can't regulate herbs, because herbs have multiple hundreds of molecules and different compounds within one herb. And the way you grow them changes things. And the only way standard medicine works is by standardizing something by a single molecule. That is the reason why you can't regulate drugs and nutrients in the same fashion. But we need people, and I always say this a lot, in the journey of health, I think we need a team approach. And one of those people are those who offer your supplements, to know that their credibility and their ethics are so sound that they are looking out for you, and you obviously are looking out for your patients and clients, because again, you deal with acupuncture, so you have patients coming to you for all kind of reasons, don't you?
Yes, many reasons. We treat almost anything short of, you know, acute emergency care. So yeah, we cannot worry about the safety of herbs. We go to the trusted companies, and we know that they're completely safe, and they are rich in the phytonutrients, and they're they're pharmaceutical grade. So that's what we rely on. We don't have time to worry about whether the herbs we're using are no good. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the end result, then we have to question our diagnosis. We just don't have time to worry about whether the herbs are safe. We know they are. They're coming from a good place.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I back up and ask a different question?
Yeah.
You ready for this? What got you into this? Because I've found that most times there's a genesis behind these kind of things.
You're absolutely right. Most of us have a story.
Yeah, I love stories. How did you get into it?
So I was suffering from, I guess, what you would call depression if you just looked at it really simply. But I was just kind of feeling lethargic, and I was stuck in that state. Mm-hmm. And I went to a Western medicine doctor, and he wanted to put me on antidepressants. And I said, no, I'm not really interested in that. There's something else going on with me. I feel like there's another way to fix it. So I denied that, and a good friend of ours suggested that I go see an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. And I did. So as I was getting the treatment, I actually saw myself doing the medicine. I could see myself doing this. I just loved it. But more importantly, the next day, it felt like a cloud just went away. Really? I was clear. I had energy. And I was unstuck.
Unstuck. I love that word.
Yeah, I was unstuck, and it just changed my life.
So was it with the herbs too, or did that come later?
No, he did a treatment, and then he did give me an herbal formula.
Really?
And that's all it took.
Really?
That's all it took.
Okay, well, I'm going to come for my shoulder, because I was telling you beforehand, and I feel like I may be stuck too. I'd like to.
If there's anybody stuck in Chattanooga,
that,
Clint Powell.
I knew that was coming, and it's unkind, Ed. Okay, it's just unkind, and I'm triggered, but it's probably really true. But I think that's fascinating, because I've found that most people are passionate about what they do. Mm-hmm. It's because they change their lives doing it.
Yep.
Yes. You know? I love what I do.
Yeah.
This is a lifelong learning journey for me. It's such a rich history. There's many different styles and techniques, and obviously the herbal medicine is endless. I went to school 6 years for this.
Really?
And I look forward to all the continuing education units I can get. Even if I won the lottery, I could still see myself practicing Chinese medicine.
And you know, people have no idea, and a lot of people even in the medical field have no idea what you had to go through to get your license and degree. Mm-hmm. You are a true health professional, whether people want to embrace that or not. And the thing I love about your group of people and your spirit is that I think one of the most harmful toxins in the world is hopelessness and negativity. Mm-hmm. And there's so often in the medical field, I'm so sorry, but you know, you have this and you're going to have to learn to live with it. There's nothing we can do. That disables people so much. It really stops them in their tracks of ever hoping to get better. And I know, you know, there are people who give false hope. Now, I'm not as believing in that, mm-hmm. but you see, like I see at Nutrition World, we have 300 plus people a day. There are people who come in stuck, as you say, in many areas from mm-hmm. you name it, even with terrible diseases. And the body wants to be healthy, but we need a team approach. We need people who know how to get us unstuck mm-hmm. and do it in non-toxic manners like you do.
100% agree with you. And that nothing angers me more when people are stripped of their power.
Yes.
They feel like, you know, they're told that they have something and they're going to have it for a long time mm-hmm. and they need this list of medications to mm-hmm. manage it. I don't believe that's true. And I also like to look at where we're stuck on an emotional level. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even you can get into a spiritual level, right? Like what are our thoughts that are contributing to our issues? What is keeping us from moving forward and making decisions on a daily basis to get us, you know, to be in a better space while supporting our body with these wonderful modalities? Mm-hmm. And I see that all the time in clinic. People who have just kind of lost hope and, you know, here they are and mm-hmm. they get better.
They do.
They get better.
They do.
Are there some misconceptions or people that come into you? Because I wonder if people come into you is like, I don't know what else to do. Mm-hmm. Or the misconceptions. You know what I'm saying? If you could talk to somebody, go, here's what it is. Here's what it's not.
Yeah. So, you know, it's not a mystery. You can explain acupuncture using Western medical terms, you know, neuroscience. Mm-hmm. We know what it does now. They didn't have these tools, 2,000 years ago. But now I feel like the science is catching up with what we do, because now we could see it, you know, lighting up when we put a point in the body, what it does in the brain. And so now we can put a language to it that mm. people understand. It's not a certification, you know, there it's its own medical system, and it's complete.
Yeah, yeah. I love so that. It's complete.
It's complete.
Mm. Tell people if they're interested in pursuing this, and I certainly encourage that if they're in a place of not knowing the next step to take for their chronic health issues. And like you said, you're not an acute care urgent clinic, mm-hmm. but chronic things are phenomenally can be treated by your kind of methods. The name of your place is Red Crane Wellness. Mm-hmm. And where is it located?
6150 Shallowford Road mm-hmm. in Chattanooga. And I'm Suite 102.
And your website?
Is redcranewellness.com.
That's wonderful. And you've been here how long in Chattanooga?
I've been here since April.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's not very far from the store. And maybe one day you can come do some meet and greet for the customers. You could come out on a Saturday or one day and sit up for 3 or 4 hours and just meet and pass out your cards and do things like that.
I would love that. I'd really like to be, you know, part of the community. And I think it's a wonderful community here, and I'm happy to be here.
Have you ever had acupuncture, Clint?
No, I'm going to, though. And I'm getting, and she doesn't know it yet, but she's about to be invited onto my podcast.
Oh, oh. All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Love awesome. It. That's how we get the word spread and plant the seeds. And I've had many. I've probably had 100 sessions of acupuncture, but I've had 100 sessions of everything.
I was going to say, that's today. That's just today. He's not,
yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Clint. All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on Vital Health Radio. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having a bunch more information about all the topics I spoke of earlier, and that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldanddiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Holidays, football, and family gatherings. Yep, it's that time of the year. Leaves are falling, but the weather can't make up its mind. Hot to cold, cold to hot. If your heating and air gets confused, call Carter Heating and Air. Phone 899-1500. Yep, Carter Heating and Air is the last call you will need to make. Find them online at carterhvac.com.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and got several notes here, Clint. I want to make sure I run through just okay. For a education piece. And again, I want people to, and I think many do today, understand the fact that traditional medicine is amazing. It saves lives. It is, would hate to be in a world without it, but they lack in many, many areas. One of which is they don't really consider the risk against benefit of pharmaceuticals and polypharmacy. And it is a scary thing because 8,100 drugs have been removed from the marketplace over the past decades. These were not because of stomach aches. These were because each of those drugs killed thousands of people, and it took years for that to surface and then time for it to be removed. So we all are going to be guinea pigs on the new headline drugs, and it's the scariest thing on earth. But as far as like right now, we're okay. Talking about the flu season. 95% of all people who have the flu will get a prescription for Tamiflu. Tamiflu will reduce the amount of time you have the flu by 17 hours. This is documented. It is in the studies. This is not my opinion. Secondly, is it has a modest amount of side effects, one of which is psychosis. Psychosis, especially in young children, could be devastatingly life-changing. And it also has some physical side effects that you can look up. And if you want to look it up, and you don't believe Ed Jones, go to Wikipedia and type in Tamiflu. And it says on there, many countries of the world have refused to recommend Tamiflu because the risk does not outweigh, the risk outweighs the benefit.
Wow.
When the risk outweighs a benefit in people who are wise thinkers, we don't have wise thinkers in this country in the medical community. We have people who have been programmed to market pharmaceuticals without considering the risk against benefit. And one reason is because they don't have a toolbox big enough to draw on to anything else. There's a wonderful walk-in clinic in Arizona that I came across that actually blends both worlds of traditional medicine and alternative. So if you're in this town in Arizona and you had the flu, what you would do, you would go into the walk-in clinic. They would test you, just like all walk-in clinics. Oh, yes, you are Mr. Powell. You have the flu. We don't really recommend Tamiflu because we don't think the risk and benefit weighs out. If you force me to, I will maybe give you that prescription, but I don't recommend it. Secondly, I recommend you to sit down in this chair, and we will give you an IV of vitamin C of 10,000 milligrams, and I want to send you home with some Manuka honey and a couple nutrients, and then if you need it, we will give you some steroids.
Okay, what's Manuka honey? Because y'all have got me convinced that local honey helps me with my allergies, so I put a little bit in my coffee every morning. But what is Manuka honey?
Well, Manuka is only grown in one part of the world, New Zealand. And back when Dr. Green was my partner, we actually had the owner of that property from New Zealand came to the show in person. Manuka is the only honey that acts as an antibiotic. And it's expensive, and it is very credible. Hey, again, PubMed.gov is where all the studies are done. Just type in Manuka. You'll see the amount of studies.
Can you get it here?
Yeah, we sell it at Nutrition World. And we get it from the guy who was on this show years ago. And I am so convinced of its effectiveness that I will never be without it. It does cost pretty significant cost, but it is, again, like a natural antibiotic. Now, we can't legally be treating medical conditions and, you know, check with your doctor stuff, but honey is so safe. It does have a little unusual taste, but still delicious. But again, back to the whole premise of if we had a blend of complementary and normal traditional medicine and offered the patient both sides, I think a lot of people would say yes to that.
Yeah.
And again, other advice, like just some good common sense advice when you're sick. Sometimes I think people need to be directed that way because when you're sick, you feel so bad that you can't think straight.
Yeah.
You know, be hydrated. One of the biggest reasons for people to get into a real bad place is because they lack hydration. But the thing that kills almost everyone in the flu is called sepsis. Sepsis is really like blood poisoning. And what happens is the body gets overburdened with the immune response to the virus. And again, I'll repeat, the viruses are not live organisms. They're pieces of protein that hijack your own cells, and then they start running a factory of their own. That's why there's not a drug to truly treat them, like there is an antibiotic. And so what happens is the body overreacts, and then it goes into a shutdown mode, and the kidneys and things really just start not working, and that's why people die. Well, here is the acronym that helps you to remember, if it does help you remember, if you have a loved one, relative, friend, or yourself that is really sick. These are the things you look for. The first acronym is TIME. One is temperature. Do you have a temperature? Second, I for infection. Third is M for mental confusion, and E is extreme pain. So TIME is one of the acronyms, but the better one to me is the one that actually is sepsis, S-E-P-S-I-S. If you're shivering uncontrollably, extreme pain, which is the E, the P is the pale, you're very pale. Mm-hmm. The next S is shortness of breath. The I is I feel like I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. And the last is S, sleepy. But the mental confusion is the part that really, I think, is the big red flag. If you have the flu and all of a sudden you get totally mentally confused or someone else, it is time to seek help. The issue is, the problem, again, my frustration is they're not using the current really well documented evidence that can help save people. Only about 10 to 15% are saved at the hospital because they do the wrong thing, in my opinion. There is a Dr. Paul Merrick. He works at Critical Care in Norfolk Hospital, and he started treating his patients with this combination of nutrients for sepsis, and his survival rate is about 50% opposed to about 15%.
Wow.
And all it is a mixture of vitamin C, hydrocortisone, and B1. And it's actually 200 milligrams of thiamine, which is B1, every 12 hours, 1,500 milligrams of ascorbic acid every 6 hours, and 50 milligrams of hydrocortisone every 6 hours. We right now are looking for the clinic in town that does IVs that will be able to put this plan together. Doctor, if you want to learn more, Dr. Paul Merrick. Mm. And you could type in sepsis and it would give you all the information. In fact, I was wrong about the numbers of deaths. Okay, the death rate with traditional treatment is 85% death rate. With his treatment, it's 40%. Sepsis is deadly.
Oh, okay.
It is deadlier than COVID ever thought about being. And so you go from 85% death rate to 40% by using Dr. Paul Merrick.
This is a rabbit hole, but I wonder, because of COVID, one thing we learned is you can go get those, you know, the IVs, the antibodies, or whatever it is, the the influx of stuff in your body. I wonder if that's going to start becoming more prevalent with other viruses like the flu. I mean, I know they have Tamiflu, but RSV, I wonder if they're going to come out with clinics. Maybe they've always had them and I didn't know, but if you get sick, you can get a prescription to go get this influx of stuff at these clinics or the hospitals.
Well, so I like that idea.
Have they always had that
No, they haven't. No,
they should. I mean, it seems to me like we want to give your body within 24 hours this big influx that can fight back that may be in addition or instead of the pharmaceuticals if we get it early enough.
And mixing pharmaceuticals like Dr. Paul Merrick, he does the hydrocortisone with two nutrients.
Yeah.
So it's not just one-sided, but his formula is 85% effective to save your life opposed to 40% of traditional methods. That is ridiculously different.
Right.
A study came out showing that high-carb diets have now been shown to increase risk of dementia by 89%. I've always seen, observed, watched, looked at blood work, and also looked and watched and listened to people at Nutrition World, which we have 300 people a day come through there. And I just know the people on the high-carb diets, they seem to suffer more with all ailments, and they also start mentally declining quicker if they're on a high-carb diet. And I mean, some of these people are eating what they call healthy carbs. Okay, I'm eating a ton of brown rice. I'm eating whole wheat bread.
Bananas.
I'm eating tons of bananas.
Yes.
But they're on about an 80% high-carb diet. Well, you could still have a banana now, Clint. He's giving me the
bananas are the donut of the natural world. That's I've substituted donuts. I mean, I have at least one banana every day. So
that's all you had is perfectly fine. Yeah. But they are pretty high in glycemic index and with some natural sugars. As long as you balance it with healthy protein, healthy fat, you're going to be fine with one.
Right.
One.
But you're talking about the carb diets.
But the high-carb diet. And the great thing is, the more of the ancient diet, kind of slash keto diet, decreased dementia by 44%. Mm. Every time I counsel someone with loss of memory, the first thing I say is, let's start with my Ed's breakfast drink in the morning because it has zero carbs. If you can start the day with zero carbs, yet give yourself protein and fat, healthy fat, and give yourself energy, then you can make mistakes the rest of the day.
My question to you is, unless I interrupted your point, I have a question about the start of your day. So the carbs, you know, you want to limit your carbs the first part of the day. I get up early, I have my green drink, but would you consider you can have a banana or your almonds or food 2 hours after you get up, 1 hour, 5 hours? What is the...
No, to me, the rule is what we want to do is maintain what's called ketosis. Ketosis means your body's burning fat for fuel. Mm-hmm. You can actually test your body with urine test strips or the blood draw to see, am I in ketosis? Adam at the store, I bought an electronic machine to test his ketosis. And it was very interesting to watch and learn as he would play with his diet, what took him out and what kept him in. So the goal of my breakfast drink is to keep you in ketosis, which when you're in ketosis, cancer cells cannot live on fat. They can only live on carbohydrates. So it weakens cancer cells. This is why every person who I talk to who has going through chemo or going through cancer treatments traditionally, let's make the cancer cells weaker so the chemo works better.
Right.
And we can do that simply by being in ketosis better. But it makes your brain work better. It makes you burn body fat. And it's the only single thing. It was invented in 1920 to treat people with seizures and epilepsy. It was so effective. It was crazy.
So you want to stay in that the first 3 hours, 5 hours?
Till lunch.
Till lunch. Okay.
Yeah, I stay there till lunch. I'll have a piece of cheese after the gym about 8 o'clock. And that's, of course, no carbs. So I won't have any carbs till about 11:15.
Okay.
And then that opens up the door for my budget to be far greater.
Yeah.
Another great study, which I love studies that confirm that Ed Jones did the right thing. I don't know why that is.
Those other studies don't make it into the show, ladies
Never,
and gentlemen.
If you just drink tea, regular, brewed, it could be just Lipton tea every day, it lowers your risk of cardio risk and stroke by a modest amount. The numbers are you would live 1.26 years longer based on the fact that it delayed a stroke and cardiac events by drinking tea. Why is that? It's because the flavonoids in tea are antioxidants, and there may be unknowns that we just don't know. So tea has always been good. Now, you know, perfect world, you'd want the water to be super clean, but I can't do that at restaurants. Hey, that's where I just give up. Please bring me an unsweet tea. I don't worry about everything. You can't. You just can't, because then you'll drive yourself crazy.
Who drinks unsweet tea? We're in the South. What are you doing drinking unsweet tea? How much time we got left for commercial break? We have a fist fight over this one. What are you drinking unsweet tea for? You're in Tennessee. What are we doing here?
I said earlier in the show, people who are not learners and people who drink sweet tea are not learners.
So, but you could use some stevia. I use stevia.
Right.
Okay, I use stevia. I get you. I was just giving you a little southern grief there, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, my bad.
We did a great podcast. It's on nutritionw.com under the podcast heading at the top. And it was a great, good friend of mine named Julia, and it's on how to stop mucus in your nose and your mouth and your throat. Wonderful, wonderful podcast. And it has to do with using enzymes in between meals, because enzymes in between meals actually digest mucus. And we need mucus in the intestinal tract. We don't want it in our head. Mm-hmm. So if you go to nutritionw.com, you can type it, go to the podcast and listen to Julia and me talk about how to get rid of snot.
Wow, that's a super great sales pitch right there. Good job.
And lastly, love the Vascular Institute. Tracy and Dr. Lazar, amazing people. They're actually brave people. And why do I say that? Well, they've done 5 years in a row of peripheral artery disease conferences in Chattanooga. And on that, healthcare professionals, physicians, nurse practitioners, PAs, and nurses will come and get their continuing ed credits.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this just a couple weeks ago, they had it, and they had a two-day conference. There were over 325 people who attended. And I got to be the very first speaker. And on that, I really made some strong points that I wanted to try to wake people up in the audience, which I think probably I woke two up out of 320. But
I don't think so. I bet you did great.
Two is better than zero. Well, if you want to see what I said in the 14 minutes that I talked to all these health professionals, who many of which really would put, you know, really not give me much respect, which is I certainly understand because I'm not in their field, but it's on Facebook, and you can just go to Nutrition Rules Facebook, and my whole 14 minutes has been posted on there. And I really, really appreciate the Lazars for allowing that to happen.
They do good work.
And I talked about the fact that nutrients are regulated, unlike what the myth says, and everybody in the health field says they're not. They are. I've had the FDA in my store many times over my 43 years, questioning and sometimes taking products off. Not very often. I would say only a couple dozen. That's 43 years worth. Secondly, I speak about what we call the terrain. The terrain of our health is what we want to be optimized, because if I use the analogy of a dog that's homeless and they're hungry and they're malnourished, they're always going to get the most fleas. Mm-hmm. They're also going to get the most diseases and the most cancers and the most of everything, because their terrain is not strong. It's not all the germs. The two dogs can have the same environment. One can have a good terrain, one not. The germs are going to jump on the weaker one.
Yeah.
Always. That's the way it is.
They're bullies.
That's right. Bullies by nature. So.
Yep. We're trying to teach our bodies how to bully back.
There you go. Yeah. I like that. Bully back.
Yep.
All right. Well, you just earned your keep today, Clint.
That's every now and then, a broken clock is right twice a day. There we go.
I'm going to have to double your pay since it's hard to double zero.
Absolutely.
We do give Dasani water, so you'll get two instead of one.
Oh, thank you, sir.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Having trusted medical care in your neighborhood is critical to a healthy life. CHI Memorial offers several convenient locations around the Chattanooga area to better serve you. Nationally recognized in both quality and excellence, CHI Memorial has trusted board-certified doctors from a broad range of specialties and convenient local offices delivering primary and specialized medical care to you and your family. Finding a CHI Memorial physician is easy. Visit chimemorialmedicalgroup.org.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell. And this little story I want to read has some significance to me in an analogous way to the medical field and the health field somewhat. And we're talking about, again, back in the Roman days. In several of Seneca's letters, he speaks about the power of bloodletting as a medical practice. In one, he actually remarks with some superiority how earlier generations had not yet discovered bloodletting and suffered for it. Marcus Aurelius hints at some other medical practices. He speaks of the treatment for a certain eye disease and how doctors treated it with a bit of egg yolk. We also know that his doctor, Galen, gave Marcus opium for various pains and illnesses in old age. Needless to say, none of these treatments are accepted or prescribed anymore. It's interesting that the Stoics, who were so good at extrapolating out from the past, didn't take a lesson from this, that so much of what we are certain about today will be disproven in the future. I love that.
Yeah.
That the so-called wisdom of the present is often embarrassingly wrong, and nothing illustrates this better than medicine. Imagine we used to take really sick people and cut open their veins and pour their blood out as a form of healing. Do you think it finally occurred to Seneca as he was forced to commit suicide using basically that exact methodology, just how absurd this practice was? The point is, and it's a point well made by Chuck Klosterman's book, but what if we're wrong that we should always be questioning the status quo and majority opinion? Not because it's always wrong, but because sometimes it is. We should be intellectually humble because science and time have a way of humbling us. So too do history and ethics. Seneca thought he was superior to his fellow Romans because he treated his slaves kindly, a distinction we no longer give much credit for. And take it as a fact that much of what we think we know will be proven wrong. Much of what we think makes us vastly more informed than the generation of our parents will not hold up well by the time our children are our age. Question everything and don't be attached to anything. It's all changing, and we are so wrong sometimes. And that is such an accurate compilation of words, because how many times we can all look into our own life at things that we held strong to earlier in our life that we learned from experience was probably not wise and or smart, and we question, why did we not see it more clearly? Mm-hmm. And I think and when they talk about question everything, I include the things that I live for, the lifestyle advice, the nutritional supplements, but also go into the medical field, question everything, because the questioning needs to become more serious when risk is higher. When you're risking a bellyache opposed to a cardiac event, you need to take more seriousness with that and know that the people who are prescribing huge amounts of drugs really don't have a toolbox that can attend to health in a better manner, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, a couple things. I think we all, it's easy to judge history. I mean, looking back on people based off our current standards of what's right and wrong and morally acceptable, the most people, not all people, but most people were doing the best to live a good life in the era they were in. And the other thing about wisdom is, I'm learning this as a father with kids who are older now. There is a lot of big part of me that wishes they would just take me at my word, but then I would deny them the benefit and the process of digging the ditch and filtering for the gold themselves. I'm looking at the gold I've already cleaned off, going, look, but I learned so much in filtering, cleaning that gold nugget off, and there's lessons that they're supposed to learn that's independent from mine.
Well spoken, my friend. What a philosopher. Seneca would be proud of you. Yeah, and so would Marcus Aurelius.
I can't spell his name, but I'm sure we'd be pals. I'm sure we'd have a beer.
Yeah, I love that.
At Bud's.
I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And I think you're very true in that. And lastly, Charlie Chaplin, I think most of us, at least middle-aged and older, realize, you know, he was a famous person back in the new movies that came out.
Yeah,
with
silent movies, yeah.
He lived 88 years. And he left us with four statements about health. It said, the six best doctors in the world are sun, rest, exercise, diet, self-respect, and friends. Mm. And he said, stick to them in all stages of your life and just enjoy living. That is wise advice.
Yeah. I've got a different quote that I like to live by. It's by the Spartans, but, you know, it's, you know, sweat more in training and bleed less in battle. But that's a different one. Go ahead.
The macho stuff. That's not wisdom.
The Spartans. I'm sorry. Charlie Chapman wins out today. I love those doctors.
All right, brother and sisters. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.